everybody, and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this month's show, we'll be catching up with some managers looking for a bit of an FA Trophy upset on Saturday afternoon. On Saturday, it's the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And on this month's show, we'll be hearing from the managers at Quorn, Brighouse Town, North Ferriby and Bootle. But to kick the show off this week, let's hear from the Anstey Nomads. On Saturday, they'll be hosting Alva Church of the Southern Premier in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the chairman and manager at Anstey Nomads. It's a big welcome back to the show to Tony Blanchard. Well, Tony, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the Alva Church match, just a bit of a general catch-up. A decent start to the season, to say the least. An away trip to Hereford in the FA Cup. So, been a good start, I'm going to suggest. How's it gone?
Yeah, great experience, Hereford. To go to a ground and play in front of a crowd like that. It was brilliant. And most importantly, we had 150 fans there all singing, cheering us on. And credit to the boys when Hereford had time wasting in the last minute, taking it into the corner at home against Anstey Nomads, and it's it says a lot, really. So yeah, proud of the lads and proud of the community that came to support us. So yeah, a distant memory now, we've got to crack on.
And I mentioned the start to the league season as well. That's gone pretty well as well, considering you're newly promoted to the division. You've settled in no problem at all.
Yeah, we've not lost yet. We drew the last three last minute equaliser at Walsall when we should have run it in the corner, but that's we've got young lads who are learning, so that's going to happen. The other night at Corby, for Anstey Nomads to be on the same platform as Corby, we walked into the ground and how many spectators are there, it's like we're just a little village, and it was another proud moment. But we come away thinking we should have won, going there expecting to win. So it's that it's when you reflect, actually disappointed, but to be competing on the same level as these guys is brilliant.
And you mentioned those draws you've just had. It's tricky this period of time, isn't it, for managers, especially at Step 4, who've had a decent FA Cup run as well as a good FA Trophy run. You've got to try and balance it all out. So to remain unbeaten the way you have done, especially after that high of playing at Edgar Street, that's pretty good, isn't it? Especially for a young team, like you say.
Yeah, some of the lads are shattered as well. Some people will be having a rest tomorrow in the Trophy, but it's prestigious. We've never played in it. It's brilliant for us playing Step 3 team. So, but like I always say to the lads, it's a squad, not a team. So we everybody's in it together, and that's what helps us really to be in that position, that we're all everybody's equal. There's no big timers and stuff like that. But you're right. When we're playing Saturday, Tuesday, we played Spalding in the league last Tuesday. We were brilliant. We run them into the ground. We should have won, really. But, like I said, it's just rotating and making sure we're ready to go, really, without picking up any injuries and running people into the ground.
Yeah, and that Spalding result as well. I mean, Spalding have had a fantastic start to the season. That's their first points dropped.
Yeah. Listen, we first half is probably equal. Second half, we out-footballed them as well. Physicality, they've got men, they've got players that have played higher at step three, step two, and we've got young lads. Yeah, we've got Conrad that plays in goal, but he doesn't need to run round the pitch, and we played some good stuff, and we're competing and we're learning. We can only get better. I think that's the thing for the lads that we've got.
And one player in particular who's had a good start to the season is now Blake, who's been scoring plenty of goals in this opening couple of months of the season. How's his performance been?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's come to us, played against us last year, caught our attention, and he's enjoying his football. He's got the potential to play higher. That's what I've said to the lads, is we all want to play higher. The club does as well. Let's stick together and see if we can achieve that.
And just to mention for the FA Trophy then, I mean, you've got Alva Church tomorrow at home. I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge? I mean, Alva Church in mid-table in the step above in the Southern Prem. So it's a tough game for them, isn't it?
Yeah, tough game for us. And, we're at home. Whoever we play, like say we played Hereford Step 2 at their ground was, 1,500, I think, there. And they were time-wasting. So we're going into it with confidence. But, like I say, from a club point of view, and as chairman and manager, I'm like, we're not playing no disrespect, but there's teams like Kirby Muxlow, teams like that that are local at Step 6 that we used to get beat by, and, you know, we're going to Hereford's and Chesterfield's and Halfchurch and Spalding's. It's another world, and that's how far we've come in just 4 or 5 years, really. You forget a little bit of COVID. So, and the attendance is, 300-400 from, 50 people in the changing room falling down. So you've got to be realistic that, we're just a little village, but we're batting above our station, really. But we've got good young lads who want to progress, and the club does. So, like one of the lads the other day, there's a drum going, we had fans singing, and he said, blooming out, what's happening? And he got a bit emotional, so did I. And I says, listen, I don't know what's going on, let's just ride the wave, so see how far we can get.
Yeah, it's remarkable, isn't it? Because, when we spoke earlier on in the season, we were talking, it was actually in the close season, wasn't it? And we were talking about, how good last season was, and you talk about riding this wave. It's just the same wave from last year, essentially, isn't it? It's just got a little bit bigger as it's gone along.
Yeah, it's got harder. Plus, we're just at the minute, as we speak now, we've just got to go back down there. We've got the builders in moving the fence because we've got to walk all the way around the side. We've got a planning application for the a new stand and a new turnstile put in and all the fencing. So, it's half term soon. So, we're going to get a team down there and, dig up all the paths, put the electrics down. So, there's that side of it for me, as well as picking the team. But, and then we've got 60 junior teams and we're looking for a 4G. We can't have one at our ground because there's a brook and it floods. So, we're having discussions. It's sort of taking over my life, but better than watching TV, I suppose.
Absolutely. And, you mentioned, this. Every week's a new adventure for the club, isn't it, I suppose? But this is the first time the club's been in the trophy, and, you're one game away essentially from the first round proper. That would be seismic, wouldn't it? But, how important... It's just in a long list of important things, isn't it, I suppose, the trophy?
Yes, we're not in the situation where we can go, we'll prioritise the league, we've just got to take every game as it comes, we've just got a small squad. And the lads are all in it together, and whoever we put on, that's the good thing. Whoever the lads we've brought in this year, if there's one or two missing, then we're not relying on just one or two superstar type players. Everybody's as good as each other. It's just one lad's missing, somebody else fills in, and it gives me a bit of a headache, really. But that's why we're consistently doing well, if that makes sense. And to be even this round, to be in the trophy is brilliant. Never mind to go through and potentially have a good chance to get in with some more big boys, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And just a last question, Tony, just about the fans. You mentioned a couple of them already, but they need to be vocal tomorrow, don't they, to tip the balance?
Yeah, kills us when Leicester City are at home, if I'm honest, but it is what it is. And to be fair, there's quite a few people that bought a season ticket and stuff that actually chose them towards the off game now instead. And I think, we've got a lad who's brought a drum and he's sort of attracted some younger fans around him and some that are single constantly through the game. Like I said, we played Corby at our ground in the last round trophy, and I said these were a proper football club. This is where we aspired to beat, 4 or 5 years ago. We're on the level, and then I said not only did we beat them, play them off the park, we actually the crowd actually outsung them as well, which. It's just like you say, it's that wave and everybody's enjoying it. So let's see how far we can go. It's brilliant.
No, good stuff. Well, Tony Blanchard, manager and chairman of Anstey Nomads, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck against Alverchurch tomorrow in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tony Blanchard, the manager of Anstey Nomads, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to another team now at Step 4, looking for an FA Trophy upset on Saturday afternoon in the third qualifying round. That takes us to Brighouse Town. They're travelling to Ashton United of the Northern Premier League Premier Division on Saturday afternoon. And on Friday, I caught up with the Brighouse Town manager. It's a welcome back to the show to Vil Powell. Well, Vil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the FA Trophy, just a bit of a general catch-up with how the league season's going. How's it going at Brighouse Town?
Yeah, it's going all right. Considering, kind of sounding a little bit like a stuck record at times with this, but sort of considering where we were at the sort of start of the season and players sort of moving and recruitment and where we were with recruitment, I think we've had a really good sort of start to the season. I'm really pleased with it. We're currently sitting at mid-table. Couple of wins and a couple of draws and a couple of losses to our name, but we're in a good position now going into a tough run of fixtures. So Yeah, really pleasing start to the season, if I'm honest.
Yeah, at this stage of the season, it's a bit inconsistent, isn't it, with regards to what competition you're actually playing in? So,
yeah.
I mean, we're not even reached 10 games yet in the league season, so you're not a million miles away, are you? I mean, is it meeting expectations, given the challenges you mentioned at the start?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, if in July someone had come to me and said, you know, we're going to sort of, after the first 8 games, you know, we're going to be in a position where we're only 5 points off the playoffs, I'd have snapped the hand off, considering where we were after that period of time. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with how it's going so far. But now I think we're going into what I always call the key part of the season, going to the next sort of 2 or 3 months. Certainly our next run of 9 games are all top sides, all teams around us or above us. So if we can come out of that unscathed, then who knows what might happen. But obviously we're not taking his eye off the ball. We've got a big one tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And one player particularly who's had a very good start to the season is Mohamed Kassim, who's been scoring plenty of goals this season. It's really clicked for him, hasn't it? It looks like.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, with Mo, obviously we had him before he moved to Guiseley, and he sort of was coming good for us then. And I think the thing is with Mo is consistency and someone having belief in him. And obviously Mo knows that we and I have got belief in him and his abilities and what he can do. And with that, he enjoys his football. So when people are enjoying his football, especially strikers, they're more likely to get your goals. And that's what he's doing. So long may that continue. But obviously he still knows and we know there's still a long way to go and there's a lot of hard work to do.
Yeah, and that takes us to tomorrow's game in the FA Trophy third qualifying round. The FA Trophy, you've played 2 matches previously, but the two cracking results, aren't they, against Edmonton and Clitheroe, but close run things, both games going to penalties. But you must be chuffed a bit to have got through to this far in the competition, having played those two high calibre sides.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I know this is going to sound, but I'm a bit disappointed that both games went to penalties, simply because in both games, obviously, we were leading and we were comfortable and we conceded goals towards the end or the closing stages or in injury time of both those games. But what we did, we showed our qualities. We showed we can cause good teams real problems. And we showed that we've got the mental capability of dealing with the penalty situation. So it does put us in good stead, but, you know, the games don't get any easier. And, you know, as I say, Ashton are flying in their league. You know, it's going to be really tough game tomorrow. So, yeah, although it's really pleasing that we've got the results against those top sides, you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves at any point. Currently, Ashton are second in their league and are flying. So, and that's the league above. So, you know, we know we're going to be up against it.
And we're talking about how tricky it is to get any form of rhythm going from one competition to the next. It is noticeable that, you know, after, because it must be exhausting mentally as well to, you know, get through these games in the FA Trophy on penalties, that the next league game you suffer a defeat, unfortunately. But you suffered a defeat after the Clitheroe game in the second qualifying round, but then bounced back with that result against Newton Aycliffe. So how important was that result in the league last Saturday?
It was really important. You know, the thing is, we've got an inexperienced side. We've got a very inexperienced side. We've got a very young side. You know, I've said it before, majority of the players have not played at this level before. So it's all new to them and the learning, you know, they're having to sort of learn in the deep end. You know, they've not got the sort of comfort of being guided there and help there. They kind of just have to learn on the job. And we all do in that respect. So, yeah, it was really welcome. You know, the win last weekend, yes, it is an awareness that, you know, after both competitions, we failed to get a league result after them. But I think that comes down to, again, that little bit of naivety at times in the group and certainly the lack of experience of being able to deal with that change in going from being the underdog in a game and having to prove yourself to then kind of being either a little bit favourite or the expected team to get the 3 points. And your mindset has to change a little bit more because all of a sudden you're the one being chased and you're not the one chasing. So it's been a result of that in regards to the scorelines in the previous games. But as I say, you know, that's something we'll get better at, and we have got better at in terms of last week and getting a result against Newton Aycliffe.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you've mentioned it already about where Ashton United are in the league table, in the league above. They've had a great start to the season, Steve Cunningham's side. What's your thoughts on this challenge? You mentioned how young the squad is, but it's going to be a good one, this one, for learning, that's for sure, and you never know in this competition.
Listen, it's a cup, so, you know, like FA Cup, FA Trophy, whatever the competition, those are big competitions, and there's always upsets. And one thing's for certain, we know that, you know, we went and watched them on Tuesday in their 4-3 victory, and we know what they're about. They've come and watched us, they know what we're about. So, you know, both teams will be well-versed on what the other's strengths are and others' areas of where we can maybe get a bit of joy. And for us, it'll be about, obviously, being resilient as a group and as a team, and know that, you know, they're going to have intelligent and quality players all around the pitch, but also knowing that if we're at our game and we do what we're good at, we can hurt them just as much. So that's going to be the key to the potential of us getting a result, is how resilient we can be, how much we can weather their onslaught, because they have got a lot of quality and a lot of intelligence in their attacking play, and then how much we can hurt them with what we've got. And you know, we've shown in previous games that we can hurt teams that have got a lot of quality and are considered to be favourites against us. We can do that. So if we do that Saturday and we keep the other end sort of clean, then we could create an upset.
And whatever happens, I think this is, I'm right in thinking this is the furthest Brighouse has ever gone in this competition anyway. So you are one game away from the first round proper. You know, the last couple of seasons, you've not been a million miles away from that playoff line either.
No.
So certainly going in the right direction at the club, that's for sure, regardless of what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's always been my aim, is just to keep the club competitive, keep us pushing in the right direction. And, you know, there'll be a clear sort of progression or improvement sort of throughout, and that's what it's been. You know, so listen, there's no secret how difficult it is with the resources we've got, but we cut our cloth accordingly. And one thing we tend to do is we get our recruitment at a level that allows us to be competitive and cause other teams problems, and we've done that season on season, and it doesn't look like it's changing this season with how results are going in both cup competitions and league.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Bill. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow and locking horns with Steve Cunningham and maybe, just maybe, getting through to the first round proper? How much are you looking forward to this challenge tomorrow at Hurstcroft?
Yeah, I do. I've been looking forward to it all week. I mean, Steve Cunningham is one of the good guys of football, certainly non-league football. He knows his stuff, certainly, and obviously it's showing in the start that Ashton have had. But again, it'll be a good test for us in terms of seeing we've come against teams that are at our level and are doing well at our level, and we've managed to overcome them. This will be a really sort of acid test to just see what our potential could really be. And, you know, if we approach it right, as I said, we could cause a real upset, and that's what we're going to try and do.
Well, Bill Powell, manager of Brighouse Town, a big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Best of luck in the FA Trophy tomorrow. Best of luck in the coming matches back in the league as well. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man. Cheers, buddy.
Bill Powell there, manager of Brighouse Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Elsewhere on Saturday afternoon, a big good luck to Bodmin St Michael's as they'll be hosting Leighton Town in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. But our next interview takes us to Bootle, as Bootle this weekend will be hosting Bamber Bridge of the NPL Premier Division. And I caught up with the brand new manager at Bootle. It's a welcome back to the show to Mick McGrath. Well, Mick, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the FA Trophy, just a congratulations on your appointment at Bootle. How are you settling in at the club?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a manic week, really. Yeah, they've made me feel really welcome, and players have been top draw. So, yeah, slowly but getting there.
And when it comes to, you know, the last time we spoke, it was about Vauxhall Motors, and you had such a good spell with that club. It must be bittersweet departing that club to go to Bootle.
Yeah, look, it wasn't an easy decision. Obviously, when I got the call, obviously they approached Vauxhall, they wanted to speak to me, and they were given the decency to speak to them, and then they changed my mind, as I say. And yeah, I think it's a good move for me.
And what do you think of the setup at Bootle as well? I've been there a few times. It's got that nice little clubhouse there and a decent pitch and that side of things. I mean, what do you make of the setup at the club?
It's top draw, mate. And they're trying to make it even better. I mean, the pitch is like a carpet. You know, fair play to the ground when he takes it. You know, he's full time there and he puts his heart and soul into it and he's got it really nice. But yeah, isn't it? It's a good family club, and you know, they get a lot of fans as well, which is another plus.
And with regards to that's off the pitch, what about on the pitch? I mean, you're not too far away from where Vauxhall Motors are in the league table. Obviously, I think you played them a couple of weeks ago, didn't you, in the league? So what do you make of the team itself and where it finds itself in the table and that side of things?
I think the table's false, to be honest. I think the squad that we've got, well, I've inherited it as well. Obviously, we've added a few already, but it's false. We should be a lot higher. The squad's really talented. We've got a lot of top draw players who know the league well, and some have come from higher. So hopefully we put our stamp on things and we can push them up the league.
And you mentioned the squad and you've added to it. I mean, how busy have you been? Because obviously there was no match this past weekend. So I'm imagining that's helpful for you to ease yourself in.
Yeah, to be honest, it's a godsend really, because we literally had one session Thursday. Couldn't really do nothing with the weather on Saturday. So we gave them like a weekend off. So we went and watched a game, had a little look at a few players, and obviously we got a game in on Tuesday, which was good, just to have a little look and see what style of play they've been playing. I mean, we had a rough idea, obviously we've already played them, but just to see it first hand and being on our side. So yeah, it's been good.
And the next game is going to be in the FA Trophy this weekend, and it's a big game against Bamber Bridge. But the last round, in the second qualifying round, a fantastic result away at Stockton. It's no easy place to go to, Stockton Town. And for Bootle to get a 2-0 win there, you go into this game this weekend with a new management bounce, but also a bit of a spring in the step anyway after that Stockton result.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched that back. Obviously, everyone bears the games, and we sort of watched that game back, and it was a comfortable win, to be honest. Bootle went there and done really well. And yeah, there's a bit of a bounce in the dressing room at the moment, obviously, because they're all on form and they're winning games. And so we've just got to just go in there and try and just keep the ball rolling, really, and be ready for Bamberley. We're going to be a really tough test, a really good side. You know, they've got a good manager. They play a really good way. And so, yeah, it's going to be difficult.
And with regards to the FA Trophy, I'm imagining, where's it ranking your priorities? It's, I suppose, is what it is, isn't it? I suppose beggars can't be choosers. It's a game against the Step Three side, welcoming yourself to a home game to kick things off. So I suppose why not start here against Bamber Bridge?
Yeah, I think it's the perfect game, really. One is that we're not expected to win. Obviously, behind closed doors, you want to win, and we'll set out to win. But obviously, on paper, you're not down to win. So I think it's a bit of a fear for us. And Jamie and Bamwell, they'll come and they'll know they've been in a game. So yeah, that's it. I'll take it as a fear and something to build on.
And I'll get to the ins and outs of the game in a second, but just generally, what's your thoughts on what's possible at Bootle very early on in your tenure as manager? But with that regard, I mean, I think you're only seven games into the league season, aren't you? So it's very early on in the league season. So what do you think's possible at the club?
I think anything's possible, if I'm going to be honest, with the resources and how the club have set themselves up to be competitive in the league. I think, you know, if you look at the league, I think look at Kids Grove, if anyone puts six or seven games in on the bounce or a good run, everyone's in the mix, aren't they? So I think you can get some consistency. If we can get consistency early on, you know, hopefully we'll be in and around the playoffs. That's obviously everyone wants to win the league. That's the aim of everyone when you start the season. But, you know, if we can be in and around stuff for Christmas, and, you know, we can see where we are then.
I mean, when we spoke in that Welcome to the NPL podcast we did a while ago, we were talking about how competitive the West Division is. And, I mean, has it met your expectations for how difficult it's been as a league? Because it is literally just all up in the air, isn't it? Every week it's a competitive game, regardless of who you play.
Oh, yeah. And more. I mean, it's a more than what I thought it would be. I mean, you just get punished for any mistake you make. If you're not at it one day, you don't win. Simple. It's just as simple as that. If you're not on it, you get beat, or you don't win. Obviously, when I was managing Vauxhall, we were in every single game, just didn't get up the line saying game. They went on a good run, so I think it's keeps everyone alive as well, because no one's going to run away with it. And as you said, everyone's beating everyone, so you've just got to be on it every week, because if you're not, you get punished.
Yeah, it's a remarkable tough division. But drawing a line under the league, Bamber Bridge this weekend, how much are you looking forward to this one? You know, a home crowd taking on Jamie Milligan's side. Like you say, Bamber Bridge play good football. It should be a good match, this one.
Yeah, it should be. I just can't wait. You know, so, you know, we're training tonight. I wish it was tomorrow. Just generally just to get that buzz of a competitive game as a new manager, and obviously a new club. And you know, we haven't met any of the fans really. We've met a handful. We were at the friendly on Tuesday night, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And as you said, when you're playing a good team, you play good football, and who are competitive as well, it's going to be a good fixture.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, this doesn't need saying, but the crowds have been pretty decent this season at Bootle. So get yourself down there. You can't wait for that interaction with the fans, as you just said.
Oh no, we've had loads of positive messages, and they back the manager, they back the players. We'll win, lose, or draw. So, I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully we can give them something to smile about.
Good stuff. Well, Mick McGrath, the manager at Bootle, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck against Bamber Bridge in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Mick McGrath, manager of Bootle, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Elsewhere in the FA Trophy on Saturday afternoon, we've got Hanley Town. They'll be hosting Macclesfield. Harborough Town will be hosting Biggleswade. And Warsaw Wood will be travelling to Ilkeston Town, while Lancaster City will be hosting City of Liverpool in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. But our next interview takes us to North Ferriby. North Ferriby of the East Division will be hosting Atherton Colls of the NPL Premier Division on Saturday afternoon. And let's judge the mood now at North Ferriby ahead of this tie in the FA Trophy on Saturday. And it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Chris Boulder. Well, Chris, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon the FA Trophy, just a bit of a catch-up. How's it going for North Ferriby this season? Seems to be a bit of a decent start, to say the least.
Yeah, I think it's a steady start for us. I think, obviously, coming into a new league, we can most certainly see the difference in quality that in our opposition, both offensively and defensively. So for us to be sat, in the upper third of the table at the minute, we're kind of relatively pleased. Could have been a little bit better, maybe perhaps a few missed opportunities. But overall, in this early stage, getting to grips with the competition, etc., I think we're relatively happy with it.
And just looking at the league table, Chris, as well, I mean, you look at North Ferriby, you just one win essentially outside the playoffs. Early days, admittedly, but when you look at the league table, this is exactly where North Ferriby want to be, isn't it? With the surrounded by the clubs you're surrounded by in the East Division at the moment.
Yeah, we said, before we started the season, I think a few people asked us our aims and ambitions, and we want to be as successful as we possibly can, and we've got huge admiration and respect for the league that we've gone into and the teams that are in there, but we want to be really kind of striving for them playoff places. And I think, we've got an ambition of if we can be somewhere around 2 points per game come the end of the season, then I don't think we'll be too far away. So we're slightly off that, as you said, but one win, and that puts us right back in the mix off there. So, I think by 12, 15 games, we'll probably start to see just perhaps how that season's going to unfold for us. So still early days, but yeah, a reasonable start.
There was a spell, wasn't there, where you went three games back-to-back with wins, and there were some good wins in there with the likes of Carlton and Cleethorpes as well. When you get a roll on like that, that must be pleasing as well when you join a new division like that and you get some wins on the board.
Yeah, of course, it builds confidence. I think, like I said, we are going into a little bit of the unknown this season. So, to kind of get positive results against teams that, we know are going to be up there, is really pleasing for us. But I think, I think already we're seeing that this league is going to be extremely competitive. I think we're seeing that, it's already evident that teams are capable of beating each other. And even at this early stage, I think there'll be lots of chopping and changing and vying for them playoff spots already.
Yeah, and speaking of chopping and changing, a problem that all managers have at this stage of the season, where you've had a run of games in the league, then the cup competitions start to get going, and it is tricky to get any form of rhythm going at this point, I'm imagining, when it comes to league matches.
Yeah, it can be. I think, I'd be no different to any other manager, and you hope that you have successful runs in the cup competitions. Sometimes I think it can perhaps cause a little bit of lack of fluency when you're getting that league runs going. But I think at the same time, it's always nice to have that little bit of a break from league action. And hopefully, in these nice, prestigious cup competitions, you can put a little bit of a run together and, achieve a little bit of success that way. I think at the same time, it's really challenging, and I'm probably no different to many other managers, but you know, in terms of squad availability and trying to balance that is also difficult to get any kind of continuity and fluency as well. But, you know, we've been hit hard with injuries and availability issues, probably like many other teams. But again, I think we've registered our 28th player already this season as a result of unavailability, which is not ideal at all.
But when it comes to the FA Trophy, you're on a very good run at the moment through to the third qualifying round. Before we touch upon the Atherton Coles match this weekend, just to mention for the previous rounds, you've beaten Oss City United. The game against Prescott Cables went right down to the wire with a penalty shootout win. How pleasing was the Prescott Cables victory in the second qualifying round? Because you took on Prescott Cables, didn't you, in the FA Cup? So it was a tricky game and safely through in the end.
Yeah, most certainly. You know, huge admiration for the way they go about their business, Prescott. And, you know, they really give us a good hiding at their place. And, you know, there's no question that the better team won on that day. So, you know, we were hurting from that defeat. We learnt a few lessons from that, and, you know, we put them into practice in the game at home, and I thought we started extremely well, got our noses in front, got pegged back a little bit, as you'd expect a top side to kind of come at you. But I thought we managed the game really, really well. And, you know, for us to progress through on penalty shootouts and score 6 perfect penalties was a bit ironic, considering we've missed our last 5 penalties in open play in the league games and cup games prior to that. So for the boys to step up with that confidence and that quality is really pleasing.
No, congratulations. And 2 league games since, on the road up in the northeast against Stockton and Consett. 2 defeats there, but I do have to mention the goal that Tom Corner scored in the Consett match on Tuesday night. That was a good goal, wasn't it? Good finish.
Yeah, it was an exceptional finish. You know, we've had 2 tough trips up to the northeast against 2 good sides, really good sides, on 4G surfaces, which, you know, is always slightly different. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of teams will relish that home advantage who play on 4Gs, because it is very different. But, you know, 2 good sides. We weren't quite at the races on Saturday, but we were hugely unfortunate to be on the receiving end on Tuesday evening. You know, we kind of dominated large parts of the game, created an abundance of opportunities and perhaps a little bit unlucky not to get something out of the game. But that being said, you know, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, can you defend your goal well, and can you capitalise in the opposition's final third? And unfortunately, we didn't do that. So for all the good opportunities we created, you know, you have to make sure that you are more clinical, and we need a little bit more quality and guile in them final thirds if we are to kind of kick on and get something from it. But it was although the result was disappointing, I think the reaction and the performance-wise was something that we've got to take heart from and carry that forward.
Yep, and back home this weekend for the Atherton Coles match in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. What's your thoughts on this challenge? Because the Chaddy side hasn't had the best of starts to the season. It would be an upset, but this is a tricky game for the Step 3 side, isn't it?
Obviously, we've got a huge respect for anybody that's in, you know, high divisions. So we'll take that for what it is. And, you know, they're a team at Step 3. They might not have had the greatest starts, but, you know, they might have been a bit unfortunate in certain games. So we can't read too much into that. At the end of the day, they're a league higher opposition. And I'm sure they'll come with confidence and trying to assert their dominance on us. But all we could ask for was a home tie. If you are going to draw a team from high divisions, then, you know, the least that you want is a home opportunity. And that's what we've got. So we will, you know, we'll try and implement our game plan as we always do at home. You know, we've got a beautiful surface to get the ball down and play. And, you know, we'll try our best to take the game to them. And, you know, hopefully we can come out victorious at the end of it. But it will be a really, really tough task for us.
And we spoke in the close season. You know, we're speaking now, but it's been a decent start to the league campaign, like we said. What would an FA Trophy run mean for the club at this stage in its rebirth?
Yeah, you know, obviously we know that the old club were fortunate enough to win the FA Trophy. So it's a competition that has a huge connection with the football club. So for us to kick on and maybe perhaps progress through would be an almighty achievement. But, you know, we just have to take, same as everyone, we have to take one game at a time. We've got a real tough game on Saturday to take care of first. But if we were, you know, looking to progress in this competition, then we have to, and we're going to come up against sides that are in high divisions from now on in. So we have to make sure we take care of business.
No, good stuff. And just a last comment, Chris, as well, just about the crowds. The crowds have been pretty good, haven't they, for the home games, especially in the FA Trophy. They need to be out in force on Saturday as well.
Yeah, we've always said it. You know, I think since we reformed, people have really got behind the football club, and there is a real good feel-good factor about the place. And, you know, obviously, success helps with that, of course, but at the same time, you know, we're taking huge numbers away with us as well, and we're seeing fantastic home attendances for us, and they really get behind the lads. And I've said it before, you know, we've got a fantastic fan base who are really knowledgeable, who really do get behind the lads and appreciate everything that, you know, the football club's about. So yeah, we'll look for another nice home attendance on Saturday, and you know, hopefully we'll get behind the boys again.
Well, Chris Boulder, manager of North Ferriby, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the FA Trophy this weekend. All the best in the coming matches back in the league as well. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on again.
Chris Boulder there, manager of North Ferriby, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. A big good luck to Calton Town this weekend. They're travelling once again to Nuneaton Borough, but this time in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And also taking part in the FA Trophy this weekend, we've got Quorn. And Quorn will be hosting Telford United. And that takes us to our final interview for this month's edition of the Step 4 show. And let's hear it from the Quorn manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Richard Lavery. Well, Richard, a big thank you for joining us. Before we touch upon the FA Trophy and the Telford match tomorrow, just a bit of a general catch-up. It's been a good start to the season, hasn't it, to say the least, for Quorn in the league, and through to the third qualifying round of the trophy. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. I think last time I spoke to you, Ben, I think we were just about to play Carlton, weren't we, in the FA Cup. And I said, obviously, I wanted to finish in the playoffs, and we're sitting third after eight games, I think, we've played.
Yeah, I mean, it's 4 points from top spot. I mean, is it meeting expectations, you feel, this season thus far?
So I think I spoke to you before, and I said to you about, obviously, Corns, it's a small club, and we've not been in this league for years. And obviously, we are doing well, but I set myself a goal of minimum playoffs, because I'm not like a normal manager saying, oh, I just want to finish mid-table. I don't want to finish mid-table. That's telling lies. So I set my ambitions quite high, and hopefully I achieve.
And obviously, you're new to this division, but it's been a good start. I mean, what do you make of the league 8 games in? You've played a decent sample size of the league. I mean, what do you make of the competition more generally?
Ben, I've got a good team. I'll back myself against anybody in this league. Obviously, Spalding, they're up there for a reason. Got a decent team. But on our day, we can beat anybody in this league. And that's not being big-headed. I just know the team that I've got and the way they play for each other and the camaraderie in the change room. I know if we turn up, we'll be up there come April.
I mentioned for Paddy Webb as well, who's been scoring plenty of goals in this opening couple of months of the season. I mean, how good's his performance been?
Yeah, well, Paddy last season, obviously, he was top goal scorer. He scored 30-odd goals last season in the, obviously, step five. Paddy Webb's a natural finisher, mate. He'll score goals at any level, and he is good in front of goal. But I have got other players as well on top of that that are chipping in with goals. So all round, we have got a few goal scorers, like, you know.
Yeah, and you know, making that step up, it's no mean feat, is it? But he has taken it like a duck to water, hasn't he?
No, like all my team, I think we played Coleshill the other week, and I had 9 or 10 players that played for me last year on the pitch. So I haven't changed a lot. I haven't changed that much, and the fair play to the players that were there last year, they've stepped up and they're doing it again. So fair play to them.
And with regards to, you know, what you've achieved thus far, like I said, through to the third qualifying round, and it, just to take you back to the second qualifying round, you know, that result against Leek Town, and we've seen what Leek Town did against South Shields in the FA Cup, that's a phenomenal result.
It was a great result, mate, so I think they are probably the best team we've played this season. I watched the VO of them against Bedworth, and I knew they were going to be a good side, but on the day, we were the better side, and we played well, but they've... I think they beat South Shields last week in the FA Cup, didn't they, I think?
Yeah.
So it was good, mate, yeah.
And with regards to, you know, how the trophy fits in with the league campaign. I mean, if you go back to the Coventry result, you know, a 4-0 win in that one. You followed that up with a draw against Coleshill Town, but this time round against Leek Town, a 6-1 win. So there's no mixing things up, is there? Mixing competitions up and taking your eye off the ball, that's for sure at this moment.
No, obviously, it was a great result at home versus Leek, and I think we're unbeaten at home. So I'll fancy us again, anybody at home, even Telford, obviously, they're a league higher, but a league higher is not a massive difference, is it? So I think if we turn up tomorrow, we've got a chance.
And with regards to the challenge of Telford United, I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, you've said you've got a chance, but it is at home, like you said, and that does give you a chance.
Yeah, of course, man. I think if we play them away, it's always going to be difficult. So they get a big crowd, so it is harder going away. But at home, like I say, we're only a small club. There might be 400 or 500 there tomorrow. We only average about 200 at home normally, but obviously they'll bring a few. It could be a good day, mate, and it could be a good upset, but you never know, do you? It's a cup game, so it's there for the taking.
And with regards to, you know, what this run that you're on at the moment, I think historically this is the furthest the club's ever gone to the third qualifying round. It matches what happened about a decade or so ago. You're just one game away from beating that record, aren't you? So that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, we are, mate. Yeah, obviously put Corn back on the map, sort of thing. Like it's we've equaled the previous record, so hopefully tomorrow we go one step further. But like you say, you never know, mate. It's a cup game, so it's only on the days that whoever turns up wins, don't they?
Yeah, and it's obviously one divisional gap, but you know, last season it was wider than that. I mean, what does it mean to be welcoming a club like Telford to your place?
Oh, the chairman's buzzing. it's his cup final tomorrow. So he's been there for years, mate. He can't wait for the game tomorrow. So, perspective is, it's not about me, and it's probably not about Corn. We've got to do it for the chairman because he's been there a long time, mate. And like I say, this is his cup final tomorrow. So I'm hopefully put a smile on his face tomorrow at 4:45.
No, absolutely. And obviously this ties in with, like we mentioned earlier about the Gresley Rovers result. I mean, the priority is the league. Like you said, you made no secret about where you want Corn to be come at the end of April. Yeah. So it's one game at a time, but I mean, this would be seismic and it would give everyone a spring in the step for that Loughborough game next week back in the league.
Yeah, of course, mate. Obviously, I always say you want to stay in the cup competition, the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. They're good, but people might say, yeah, it's a distraction from the league, but I don't think it is, because at the end of the day, you ask any step four, step three club, what they want to do. They want a good cup run and they want a good trophy run, because it does generate money and it puts your team on the map. You never know what you can achieve. So the league is obviously a priority, mate, but we'll catch them games up. It's not a problem.
No, and to be fair, I mean, there's plenty of teams who are juggling cup competitions at the moment who are a bit further down the league table, and this I mean, it's a superb position to be in, isn't it, really?
Yeah, of course, mate. Yeah, obviously some teams have only paid, I think Sporting Council have only paid 5 games. But yeah, end of the day, you don't get a lot of midweek games in this league anyway. So if you have to play 3 or 4 midweek games, it's not a problem. So we'll catch them up, and hopefully we keep going on a winning mentality and keeping the playoffs, mate.
And last question, Richard, just about the Telford game tomorrow. It is at home. You're going to need that home support, aren't you? Backing you all the way.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be like 400 or 500 there tomorrow. Hopefully. I don't know until obviously tomorrow. But yeah, the home support's good, mate. It's good for the club. And hopefully them 200 or 300 Corn fans will see us over the line tomorrow.
No, good stuff. And looking forward to it, Richard. Last question.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it, mate. Obviously, being on the other side as a manager now rather than a player, it is a bit different, because I can do my bit in the change room, but when they cross the white line, it's out of my hands. So being a player, obviously you can affect it from the pitch, but obviously tomorrow I can't affect it from the sideline. But yeah, hopefully, mate, we'll get the result that we want.
Well, Richard Lavery, manager of Quan, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your evening to join us on this week's show. Best of luck tomorrow against Telford United, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Top man, much appreciated, pal.
Richard Lavery there, manager of Quan, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Just a reminder of the remaining matches this week in the FA Trophy involving Step 4 sides. We've got Sporting Calza, they'll be travelling to Stafford Rangers, while Stocksbridge Park Steels, they'll be travelling to Worksop Town. A big good luck to everyone from the Northern Premier League in FA Trophy action this weekend. For all the results involving Northern Premier League sides this weekend, including Friday night's game between Avro and Warrington Rylands in the FA Trophy, visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. pitchinin.co.uk. But that's it for this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me for this month's edition. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.